It's quite extraordinary. It's so alive and it's so vibrant. Being with it in person is quite amazing because you feel it coming off the canvas.
Picture the scene. A beautiful old monastery dating back to the 12th century outside the pretty village of Saint-Rémy-de-Provence in the south of France. It's early, very early, one midsummer's morning in June 1889, and everyone in the priory, by then a psychiatric clinic, is asleep. Everyone, that is, apart from a coppery-haired 36-year-old patient who happens to be a painter. Right now, he's gazing out of the window of his bedroom on the second floor, which faces a low mountain range still swathed in darkness to the east. Aside from those shadowy mountains, what can he see? In the foreground, he just about makes out a wheat field above which, most mornings, he likes to watch the sun rise in its glory, or so he'd written in a letter to his brother a few weeks earlier, shortly after admitting himself voluntarily to the asylum after suffering bouts of mental illness for months. On this particular morning, though, the sun is yet to appear. Everything is still, soft, silent, under the light of the stars and moon. Something about this simple vista, and we'll never know precisely what, compels the artist, who sits spellbound. This is the moment I want you to imagine. This is what inspiration looks like. I think the trick here is to choose your moment, because the museum opened a matter of minutes ago, and already there's a small throng of, 20 people who've gathered around it. Now, nobody knew when the artist created this painting that this would be its fate. But over the years, it's become, shall we say, rather famous. In fact, it would be no exaggeration to call The Starry Night, as it's now known, one of the most recognisable images in the history of Western art. And yet, here's the really mind-blowingly curious thing. The artist who made it, and perhaps I need to now stop beating around the bush and just give his name, Vincent van Gogh, well, he considered it a failure. In another letter to his brother, he referred to the painting only in passing as a study, and he didn't add it to a batch of paintings he hoped his brother would sell. Let me describe it. It's a landscape, and up above you can see a night sky with lots of stars and a crescent moon. Down below is a countryside scene with some mountains in the middle distance. Nearer to us, I did have a view, but now someone's taking their picture in front of it, a village with a church spire that lifts upwards. And right in the foreground, dominating the composition, this almost silhouette, two maybe cypress trees. Ah yes, those silhouetted cypress trees. Now, they're important. Since ancient times, the cypress had been associated with immortality all around the Mediterranean. When he painted The Starry Night, was he already thinking about the afterlife? After all, a year or so after completing the picture, following a deterioration in his mental illness, he eventually committed suicide. Who knows? What we can say is that for all the anguish which Van Gogh suffered over that summer of 1889, he was also enjoying the most prolific purple patch of his short career as an artist. He could see fields. He could see the Alpil Mountains rolling in the middle distance. But the point is that he invented a lot here. He's added in the village, based perhaps on a sketch he'd done before, overlooking the town of Saint-Rémy from a hillside. But he's added in there this church spire, very thin and elongated, nothing like the kind of architecture you'd find in Provence. In fact, it's much closer to the sorts of church spires that he would have seen growing up in his homeland in the Netherlands. I suppose the big point here, not only about Van Gogh, but also about modern art in general, is that, unlike earlier generations of artists, he didn't wish simply to replicate the view from that asylum window. No, he wanted to transform it, to paint a landscape from within, a landscape animated with a sense of deep, churning emotion, a landscape of the mind. Here's the deal. Whereas traditionally, since the Renaissance, a lot of Western painting had privileged realism, modern art prized something else entirely, subjectivity, by which I mean artists' thoughts and feelings, their internal visions. You see, Van Gogh was a fearless pioneer in this massive shift in Western art from, in a sense, looking out to looking in.
Is that Venus?
I think that's a question for you.
I think it is.
And that subjectivity I've been talking